But three stupid guys, all four stupid guys are finally here. Sorry about the delay, but, you know, sometimes it happens. How's it going, guys?
It's going pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, I don't see Ed in the chat, so maybe he's not there.
No, Ed's in the chat, yeah.
Maybe Matt is the only one that sees Ed in the chat.
It's because I'm in the, you know, the studio tonight. I'm in a different place tonight. So, and enjoying it. I'm back. I'm live, like, at least for now, right?
Why are we getting feedback?
I just opened the YouTube link. Started playing when I opened the
link. Oh, okay. All right.
So, we're back and we're live. Yeah, we kind of stutter stepped just even getting started tonight because, you know, Russ, hate to throw you under the bus, but I'm not you this week. So, and then we had some technical difficulties. Kidding.
What?
You were. It's right. We started at 11:30. We were all here at 11:30.
All right, what's going on here? We're getting some feedback.
For me?
For me?
I don't hear anything.
I don't either.
All right,
I think it's just the voices in Jack's head.
Huh?
Wait, what are you hearing, Jack?
I'm hearing that it's coming back again, so... Oh, you know what it is?
Oh, wait, yeah, you have the YouTube link open.
That's
so
me.
Click pause or mute the...
I apologize. I'm hearing... There we go. All right. That was...
Maybe we need to go back to talk to.
So if people are wondering why it's called Sports Talk, three stupid guys, you can go on there. Was I the only one hearing that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess Jack's the new Russ tonight.
Great. And you know what? If Russ would have been here on time, I was ready to go. Johnny, it was going to be the gold podcast, but you know, you get thrown off your game when people are late.
You get your shoulder injured, and then you get—I don't know.
I'm just a mess. So
I was celebrating Canada's win again. You know, because last night they eliminated the U.S. and tonight they beat Europe. So,
well, it's okay because next time we're just going to nuke you. How's that?
No, but it was funny because a guy that lives here in my complex, he was. You know, I saw him out in the hallway and he knows I like hockey and he goes, yeah, well, your team put a number on us last night. I said, yeah, you know, it is what it is. And he was like, well, you don't seem too excited about that. And I go, well, you know, it's hockey. Canada should be good. Just like the Olympics, U.S. kicked everyone's tail there. Like, I mean, they're good in that. So, you know, we did what we're supposed to do. U.S. did what they're supposed to do. And he goes, well, how come Canada doesn't do well in the Summer Olympics? And I go, because we're used to the water being frozen. That's why.
Well, yeah, but in the Stanley Cup, where's the Stanley Cup? What country has the Stanley Cup for the last, 20 years, 22 years?
Well, it has nothing to do with the country. Well, no, half the players on the team are Canadian.
It doesn't matter. Where's the cup?
That doesn't matter.
They have a dream to take them there.
It's not the city.
They're coming to America. So... what do you mean it's not the city? Where's the cup? It's a yes or no question.
Yeah, but like if...
Where is the cup?
It would be valid if the players were all American.
Where is...
Then it would be valid.
Sir, please answer the question. Where is the cup? A yes or no question. Is it in Canada or America?
You know what? The cup, believe it or not, they did this on NHL on the 30 for 30. Yeah. The cup spends more time in Canada than it does in the U.S.
because it's taxed more in Canada, so they have to. You have to. It costs. Once it goes across the border, you have to pay a tax to get it back, right?
It's better beer that gets poured in it. That's what it is.
It's the wow. It's the smoked meat sandwiches.
That's what it is.
And the ketchup potato chips.
I do not like where this podcast is headed with this pro-Canadian stance. I do not approve. Okay, we should build a wall. Along the Canadian border.
Let's build a wall around this podcast.
At least we haven't started talking about MASH or anything then.
No. Anyway, okay. Again, sorry about the technical difficulties, but I guess nobody heard it. Jack's just going crazy because I'm like, there's feedback. What? Nobody. How can nobody hear that? Anyway, we're back. Week 2 is in the books. Had some some good football. I watched a lot of football this week because luckily the Chargers played in the afternoon. I got to watch the red zone package, which was nice. But on, was it Monday night? Was it not Monday night? Sunday night football. Adrian Peterson out 3 to 4 months. Vikings are just getting killed. Bridgewater, everybody, now Peterson.
All the running backs are going down this week.
Yeah.
I think there was like 7 or 8 guys that got hurt. So
it's crazy. What's the people are saying it's because training camp, they're not training as hard in training camp as they used to because the Players Association wanted to be softer. They didn't want it to be as hard. That's what people are saying. I have no data in front of me to say that's true, but a lot of ex-players are saying it's because they don't work hard enough in training camp. They're not used to getting hit, so when they get hit, but I can tell you right now, Keenan Allen a couple weeks ago, he didn't get hit. He just turned and down he went. Is it the artificial turf? Is it just the we're trying to make the game safer, and so people aren't used to getting hit? What? Anybody have an answer?
Well, the only ones that aren't that doesn't apply to is Seattle because they got fined for their off-season workouts.
That's true.
So
but I would say
everyone but them.
I would think it's just the players being bigger and like, especially the running back position, they're getting hit so much by these big players that these running backs keep going down over and over. It's not like all the players are getting hurt, like all these different positions, but
it looks like the skilled positions, the receivers, the running backs. I don't know. It's just crazy. I mean, you see a guy like Adrian Peterson. He lost Bridgewater to start the season. You got Sam Bradford. He's a decent quarterback. He's good. But then you lose.
He looked good on Sunday night.
Yeah.
But now with Adrian Peterson.
I mean, that's a huge weapon to lose.
It's going
to
be, they're just going to come at him now. There's no balanced offense there. So
no. Well, they did sign Hillman, formerly of San Diego State and Denver. Chargers looked at him and said, no, we don't want you.
You went with the McCluster instead.
Yeah, McCluster.
That sounds like that has a
because the Chargers, the first, my two favorite Chargers on the team are Keenan Allen. Well, I like Antonio Gates too, but Keenan Allen and Danny Woodhead, and they're both gone for the season.
You'll have fun watching Travis Benjamin. Benjamin's pretty fun to watch. Like he's so quick and small.
I do like him. It was fun. It was fun to watch. The touchdown was great. But you know, I was a little ticked off when Woodhead went down because a guy for the Jags players, he's laying there on the ground, obviously in pain, and a Jag player steps over and kind of kicks him as he's walking back to the huddle. And would I go, how is that not a penalty? You can't turn around and stick your tongue out at a player, but players laying there on the ground injured, and you can go by and step over him and kick him.
Kick him when he's down.
Is that not a penalty?
You can't flip a ball, but the kicking thing. And you see it all the time. You see the kicking thing all the time. Right. I mean, or just the way that like players will just like accidentally like drag their leg across.
That's exactly what he did. I go, how is that not a penalty? I was outraged, but
and especially no booty dancing like Antonio Brown did a couple weeks ago.
Can't do that. But
there's only one mad stomper in the league, and he plays for Miami.
The Sioux, Dominic Kong Sioux.
So now with this new rule, do you know who's the first to get ejected with this? Has this happened yet?
I don't know, but God, it takes the game even longer because they have to explain. All right, on sportsmanlike conduct, this is the first one for number 75. If he gets a second one, he will be ejected from the game. Do we need all that?
Right. When do we get to just the yellow card?
Yeah,
right?
It's a yellow card. Then you get that red card.
We all understand
here.
It. Yeah, exactly. Everybody understands that.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Matt. Just bring out the yellow card. There. See?
Yeah.
Yeah, the red zone's
universal.
Ruined me from watching this like one game because like one game like seems like it takes forever, like so many commercial breaks and
right
timeouts.
There's no commercial in the red zone. You just sit back.
Nonstop action.
Yeah. And you go back and
hey, forth. Mike.
The only problem is sometimes they go. It amazes me. Sometimes there'll be seven games. They go, we have no live action right now. How is that possible?
I hear red zone's a hell of a drug.
Anyway, so yeah. We had also had Jay Cutler went out for 2 to 3 weeks. I think it was his own teammate.
So they might improve, right?
They might. You see him get there's a thing where he's the referee's making a call and he kind of hits Cutler in the face, and Cutler looks like he got shot. Have you guys seen that? All right, I'll post it on our feed when the show gets posted. But it's fun to pick on Jacob. He just has that look on his face like I just don't want even want to be out here. He just looks like I'm just done. All right, who's getting Texas? I know no, I'm not here. I know I'm not me. Hearing. I know I'm not hearing that.
That was me. I'll turn to mute.
Okay.
he got a concert invite.
Yeah, you need to get a concert. And then let's talk about the Miami New England game.
I just thought Russ said comfort invite, which is a whole other thing. A comfort invite. You know, well, hey, what's going on?
In our day and age, that's called a booty call.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Don't they still call that now? Isn't that still called a booty call? If times change, am I just crazy? Anyway. So we have Ed crazy. Danner. Dan's in the chat. Dan from Canada.
Yeah, Dan.
Dan from Canada is in the chat. That's cool.
Sweet. The numbers are we're taking over.
He's close to the border.
Ed wants
he's close to the border. Dan's one of the people that wants to build the ice wall.
Yeah,
you know, just so they can scale it. not to keep even.
You know nothing, Jon Snow. Anyway, so. The game, Garoppolo looked like he was just rolling. He was shredding the Dolphins' defense. It looked bad.
Couldn't stop him.
Tannehill couldn't make a completion to save his life. They looked terrible. And then Garoppolo goes out.
But they had already had like a 24-3 lead at that point. So I was basically done with that game.
They bring in some guy I've never heard of. Actually, the quarterback was from NC State. Russ, do you know who the quarterback is?
Jacoby Brissett, I think it was
Britt or something like that.
Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, I mean
Brissett. That's it.
But Russ
Brissett.
Brisket.
So it looks like he's going to be. Starting this week because Garoppolo is doubtful.
Yeah, he's a he's actually not a bad quarterback. And
well,
England,
NC,
didn't New England didn't New England bring in two guys and they decided to go with him?
Yeah, they just said, "Yeah, we're good. We have Edelman as backup."
Did you see that ESPN article about doubtful is the new probably?
Well, when it is Belichick, you can never trust him. I did like his thing. I'm not the doctor. I just I call the plays. They do the surgery. You gotta ask the doctor. So
that's what it is. I just tell Tom to let the air out of the ball. That's all.
he's the most exciting. But I did like his answers. Like I'm just a coach. Ask the doctor. I don't know. He's not gonna give you a straight answer. But he wins, so he gets away with it. Anything else happening in the world of football this week? Kirk Cousins taking some heat. They're already after two games. They want a new. The players want a new quarterback. There's rumblings. They're pointing fingers.
Sure. Well, that's Washington for you, though. I mean,
they have the show favorite on there, Colt McCoy.
Colt McCoy, yeah.
He won't piss off fans.
He might piss on them, but he won't piss off.
He just won't wipe after he makes the. You know,
Colt,
it's like,
lift the toilet seat, Colt. Lift the toilet seat. It's not that difficult. Especially if you're the first one in, there should be some obligation. Let's just, all right, we're getting a little off topic here, but if you're the first one in a clean bathroom, I mean, come on, guys, we're all guys. You should have some obligation to lift the toilet seat before you pee.
Even if you don't want to touch it, and I'll just say for those compulsive freaks out there that are just like, I don't want to touch that toilet seat. It's a dirty bathroom. You know, the shoe works so good.
It does.
Get a nice little workout there. You just lift it up with your shoe.
And if people are worried about your shoe, you're stepping on stuff all day long that'll kill you. So it really doesn't matter what you're going to be touching on the toilet seat.
So did you clean off or did you leave it there for somebody?
I had to clean.
What?
I didn't want the next person to blame me. They're gonna say, wow, oh, that guy. Oh, I got a big wad of paper towels and toilet paper and clean.
You cleaned up Colt McCoy's mess. Like, now Colt McCoy might be cleaning up Kirk Cousins'
sports talk. Exactly. Breaking news. This story just keeps unfolding.
Well, that's why it was so frustrating. I go, because I'm like, I got in the bathroom. I go, really, Colt McCoy? I think everybody heard me too, because I came out. I go, come on, man, lift the toilet seat.
You walk by, right? Boo!
It has still have the tissue. No,
you know, I think Cutler would hurt himself lifting the toilet seat.
Well, you know, Ed asks if I still had the tissue. I did have it. I handed it to Colt McCoy, and he threw it to into my my suitcase, and he messed and hit the person next to me. He was a little off on his
landed
throat.
On their back. Yeah. I was gonna say, you know, I thought this would be a kind of a teaser for next season, but tune in when we find out the DNA 23andMe results for so the it's, DNA
it's,
sample.
So really, it's Colt McCoy. Colt McCoy's really white, not me.
Right? Like, well, I'm just saying that you probably had this tested. We'll find out the results.
That's
you know,
true. I didn't even think about
stretch
that.
Out the story. Yeah. So, yeah, thanks, I mean, Colt this McCoy. Has unfolded even more so than I had ever known. We'll find out. Anyway,
you know, he'd probably just deny it.
That's true.
I didn't have my camera thrown out. That's what I should have done.
No, he's an honorable guy. He went to University of Texas.
Yeah. Hook 'em horns.
And he's now stuck in Washington. Right. All right.
Hey, but you know what? Doesn't it seem like Washington every year in some kind of like controversy within the team?
Yeah.
Like every season.
It's on their mascot. Like they can't get away from it. It is a black flag that will haunt them till the day that team dies. I guarantee it.
Yeah, before when it was okay to have racist titles for your team, they won. But now people are, you know, they're against it. So it's the karma, right?
The 80s were a fun racist time. Yeah.
You could say anything you want in the 80s. It was.
You're talking about the 1880s, right, guys? Because okay, just to clarify. Anyway, well, I'm sure I'm sure all of those, you know, kind of ghost spirits are actually just kind of haunting that team. So, but they'll never win.
It's like Cleveland. It's where because even McCown got hurt this week, and now they're saying RG3 is probably done for the season. Their first round draft pick today broke his hand. Josh Gordon's I guess he owes alimony or something like that. He might go to jail or something like that. He's coming off suspension, but he might go to jail.
No, he's going right in my fantasy lineup.
Hey, if he's going to jail, shouldn't he be playing for Dallas?
She's not in the chat, so that was wasted.
Oh man.
I mean, Mike, you were watching on the Red Zone. Didn't it seem like there were a lot of fans, Dallas fans, in that at Washington?
Yeah, but they're pretty much everywhere.
But everyone goes, oh, San Diego. There's some teams that just travel well, and they do have fans, you know, around the country. I was like going, man, there's a lot of fans there in
they're America's team. Everybody has to root for them.
Yeah, it's pretty much just all big oil. So,
is that what it is?
Yeah, lobbyists and big oil. That's pretty much all, and the cattle. Yeah. So,
and the Rams return back to Los Angeles. They win their first game. They beat the Seahawks. Parking was going. I saw a sign that parking was going for like $999, but like the average price was like $200 to park your car to go to a football game. That's just crazy.
Damn.
$200.
I need to take a loan. I need to take a loan just to go to this event, guys. Okay. And then I'm going to get a fight in the stands because I'm so broke. Because
football is supposed to be like the blue collar sport. Like fans are blue collar fans. White collar fans don't like football. But how many blue collar people can take their kids and their family to a football game if the parking is $200?
For that, they might as well go to Disney.
I don't know. If you watched the recent episode of Blackish, I don't know how that family can afford that, but man, their trip to Disney World.
Oh, so I didn't see it. Thanks. Spoiler. Thanks.
It's in the advertising. It's in the commercial.
You just ruined it for me. I don't watch the commercials. I like to be surprised.
I'm just saying it's one big ABC synergy. The corporations are trying to... man, we have a good time, though.
Yeah. Anything else going? Anything else you guys want to talk about? The Colts. How they look.
Wait. The Rams. How can it be so bad? Yeah, they've won 4 out of 5 versus Seattle. They have this one team figured out.
Else. Yeah.
Right.
I was going to say, we should have saw this coming, right? Like, no matter where the Rams are located, they always beat the Seahawks really, really handily, right?
They do. But maybe it's because they have a good front for their front. Their linebackers in there and their linemen are good. And maybe that's
And
their quarterback's not. No, but they is that what it is? You know, some teams, in sports,
maybe
all
it's
about
something in the
playbook.
Maybe it's something also in the playbook, right? Like, you know, like this team always uses these certain calls, you know, look for this. And it's just like, I don't know, maybe they have the antidote to it. You know, like they play them so many times. I don't know.
Well, they've won 4 out of 5, but none of us picked Seattle.
Because I didn't hear that stat till after the show. I was like, ah, darn, I wish I knew that before.
You're the stat guy. You're supposed to know these things.
I know. I let you guys down.
You let us down again.
We should have let
us again.
Down. Anyway, we don't need to talk about that Colts game.
Anything you want to talk about, Russ? Your Chiefs lost.
Yeah, they didn't look very pretty.
They should be 0-2.
Should.
Russ, hey Russ, this week it actually would have worked in Jack's favor had he gone with your crazy point system where when one of our teams wins and nobody else wins or something like that, we get, I don't know what you said, but
that
anyway,
is correct.
We it worked
get
in
a
Jack's
bonus
favor
point if only one of our teams wins and the other three loses.
Yeah, let's create more work.
We're not making the math anymore. Yeah, that's that's never gonna fly, but yeah. Anyway, I just thought that was odd. So, because Jack was like, "That's never
going to
happen."
I was, in fact, when the Chargers were up 28-0, I still was concerned we could lose the game. And I'm not joking. Or was 24-0, whatever it was. I'm like going, "All right, keep scoring." I've been down this road many, many, many times. So, all right. So, you guys ready to get in these picks? Oh, wait, before we get on to that, if you'd like to become a patron, if you like this show, if you like shows that start 25 minutes late, and like Ed said, he could have watched Blackish waiting for the show to start, and you like shows like this, Survivor, The Married Man, Broadcast, Walking Dead's coming back pretty soon. Right, guys? We all excited about that?
Yeah.
And Matt has...
Very.
And then all these other shows, you can become a patron. Go to Patreon.com/JayandJack. And support us there. Or you can go to janjack.com, click on the patron button, and become a patron there. Also, you can go to lootcrate.com and get $45 worth of geeky goodness for $20. Lootcrate.com/janjack.com. All right, guys.
That's like half off. What's this week's or this month's prize, Jack?
Isn't it you're supposed to say? And this week, what is the special thing? What is the Loot Crate offering this time? What is the geeky goodness we're getting this week? Matt?
Oh, it's a cold Jack in the Box taco. It was cooked at one point, but it's not fresh now. But you'll get it.
But it doesn't matter.
The lettuce might be a little slimy. Just throw it out. But there'll be a coupon also for another two tacos because they're only 99 cents. So
are you jealous,
suck it, Russ?
Man, I'm getting hungry.
That sounds good. That's a good sounding taco.
This is victory right here, Russ.
I'm doing this on my phone, and I might actually go hop in the car like Matt did last week. And
oh no, he hopped on his bike.
Beep beep beep. Even Dan saying yo.
I promise no beeping though.
So this is like what you guys used to do in Merry Man, where you would try like all the different chips and stuff.
Yeah. Have you seen the people trying the Carolina pepper? It's supposed to be the hottest pepper in the world.
I saw like it was two girls that tried it or something.
And one almost died or something. Yeah. But they have videos of people now taking bites of this pepper and then just like my throat's on fire.
Is it,
I thought the ghost pepper was supposed to be hottest.
Hotter than the ghost pepper? I thought
it's supposed to be the hottest pepper. Some guy did it. It's some guy in North Carolina.
What's the name of it?
Carolina Pepper. I don't know. It's something. Julius Peppers. I don't know. We want to keep it.
It's got to be scarier than a ghost, right? Like a demon pepper or something. You know, like
it's like bright, fiery red pepper.
Like the ghost pepper, you can't even handle in your hand. You have to wear gloves.
Well, that's what a lot of people are doing. They have gloves with this pepper. It's recorded as the hottest pepper.
Wow.
Ever. So anyway. Last week, our standings for this so far for the year, Matt's at 111 games this week, 23. Matt, who won, is the reigning champion, 23. Russ had 10 correct.
Alleged. At
21. Mike at 19 had 11 right this week. And Jack, always the strategy for Jack is to start out slow and continue going slow and then finish low. He's at 17. 17. I did lose a lot of games towards the end. So
Mike has different numbers. So
yeah, I'll have to recalculate them.
I'm right. You're wrong.
Go back.
Wow.
All right. So we start off with a Thursday night game. We have Houston going into New England. We don't know who's going to be the quarterback. Houston's been playing pretty well of late. Their defense is pretty good. I'm taking the upset since I have nothing to lose, and I'm going Houston. Russell.
I'm going to take New England.
Coward.
Boy, this is a tough one. I've been thinking about this all day.
Really? Have you really been thinking about it all day?
Well, I've looked at articles about it and thought about it.
But not all day. But not all day. It's like you're not walking down the street and running into traffic because you're thinking about the game.
He's got to say it right. He's got to say it like, I've been thinking about this all day.
I've been thinking about this all day.
I'm not a doctor. I'm just a guy, you know, who, you know.
Okay. I'm not a football guy at all.
It's 100. It's 100 degrees outside. I'm wearing a hoodie, but that's okay. I cut the sleeves off so I can look tough.
That's some investigative reporting right there, Jack. Just from that observation alone, I'm going to take Houston because he's going to be way too hot.
Yep.
In Texas, he's going to be wearing that hoodie.
Well, like, the game's in New England.
Oh. Well, sorry. That changes everything.
Isn't that where the balls are like a little less inflated out there?
No, your headset seems to the opposing team's headsets always seem to have a problem.
Oh yeah.
All right, I hate to jump your bandwagon here, man, but I'm going with Russ.
Jeez.
Yeah. Call me a patriot. I love America. America.
And
did you say Patreon or Patriot?
If you want to become a Patriot, donate to Patreon.
Hey, you Patreon. Know what? That.com. Speaking of Patriots, I got a little side tangent to tell you here. So
you know, we already started 25 minutes late, but go ahead.
I know. Look, so my son had homework.
Yeah.
History homework. You know, this was several months ago, but I figured I'd share with you now. So sitting at the table, and I was sitting here, and Corey goes, "Hey, Dad, so tell me about Paul Revere." And I'm sitting there, and I'm like,
"Did this happen last year?"
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So. Well, no, he still had the thing. And I told him, I said, "Well, Corey," I said, "you know, he's the lead singer of the Raiders."
What? Oh, geez. Yeah, okay.
Why would a Canadian know American history? Because who's not ever heard of Paul Revere?
Paul
Revere's the one that got on his horse and was riding through town telling him the Canadians are coming to try to grab the cup. The Stanley Cup.
So Corey gets a big kick out of that because every time he gets Paul Revere, he's like, "Hey Dad, who's Paul Revere?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, he's the singer." So
you guys have a wild time there.
Yeah, we
I just want to point out that, well, actually, Ed said it in the chat best. He said that Dan's story was much better than Russ's.
Oh, God,
and that we are getting a two-star rating. Dan's story is that two Raleighs ago, I met Matt for Jack in the Box in the middle of the night and ended up pulling over and barfing before escaping Indy.
Well, Indy will do that to you, right? Don't most people leave Indy barfing?
He actually goes on to blame Colleen boozing it up with her. So
that could that could have something to do with it, but I'm staying clear of that. Okay, so Mike, do you know what team we're on right now?
You're welcome, Jack in the Box, for that glowing review of your food.
two stars all around.
Speaking of squatty potty, anyway,
that's the other end.
Yeah,
what are you picking, Mike?
Yeah, I don't know. Once they lost Garoppolo last week, if they went so conservative, or if the quarterback was that bad, but they didn't really look good that second half. So I'm gonna go to Houston here.
Okay. All right, Russ, you're up next. It's Arizona against those Buffalo Bills, who we forgot to mention gave up 38 points to the Jets, and they fired their offensive coordinator. Can't fire my brother, but I gotta fire that. Gotta blame someone. Did you hear what they did? The offensive coordinator. They took the team pictures. He was involved in the team pictures. After he took the team photo, they pulled him over and said, "Hey, we're gonna let you go."
Wow.
Yeah, that was like a Game of Thrones type move. He's like,
"How cold is that?"
He's like, "I'm people want to fire me, so I'm going to get rid of the highest paid assistant coach on the team."
So you know, we did score 31 points and we gave up 38. So why am I being fired? Anyway, Russ, you're going with Arizona or Buffalo?
Arizona.
Matt.
I'm going to go with Arizona on the road in Buffalo and the lead pipe. I just don't trust those Ryan brothers.
No.
I don't trust them, man.
Can't trust them. Michael?
Yeah, it's only a few more weeks of the Ryan before they get fired, so I'm going to go Arizona here.
It's a clean sweep.
They go down together.
Arizona across the board. Next up, we have the Oakland Raiders versus the Tennessee Titans.
You know, it's fun. I'm taking the Paul Revere.
See in the stands, it's one player, it's one team guy rooting for another team. Well, I posted something about this. It's actually pretty funny. On our Merryman thread, this woman in LA starts this fight with a Seattle fan, and this lady falls on this kid, and the guy like freaks out, the father or grandfather. And for some reason, I always find it. I watch it over and over again. Like the way he screams, I find it funny, which is probably wrong, but. Someone posted another thing of it was Raider fans fighting each other. It's like they have nobody, if no one's there to fight, they just got to fight somebody. So they fight each other. I mean, how often do you see fans of the same team fighting? No?
I've seen it a few times at hockey.
Well, hockey's different. You fight and you go have a beer. You fight and you go have a beer afterwards.
Yeah.
And soccer. Didn't
Jay Cutler get into a fight with somebody on his own team?
Some guy ran out that wasn't playing and got in his face after he threw an interception. And Jay just went, "That's okay if he wants to, you know, it's his opinion. He can say what he wants. He's just trying to fire up the team. I hurt my thumb." Okay.
I hurt my thumb lifting the toilet seat.
Yeah, Colt McCoy slammed the toilet seat on my thumb. So, anyway.
All right. Russ, I think it's my turn to go first.
It is your turn, Matt. Oakland versus Tennessee.
And Oakland versus Tennessee. I'm picking Oakland. It's good. They're going on the road, but they're going to win it somehow. It's a 1 a.m. I realize that this is against the tide here, but I'm in the lead. I can do what I want. Whatever.
Is it Clipboard Jesus signed with the Browns. So.
Where quarterbacks go to die.
Exactly. Mike, you're going with?
Yeah, he's been having a fun offseason. He's been going out with Jewel, apparently. But, I'm going to go with Tennessee.
Who, Clipboard Jesus?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't
know.
I like Jewel now. I like me some Jewel.
Well, she's from San Diego. So Maybe that's the connection there.
I love both of them together. You know, it's just they're just a great couple.
They're good. Good looking.
They're
couple.
My new Brad and Angelina Jolie. Really, yeah,
they'll have some good looking.
Like, really,
kids.
Since that breakup, I just
Jewel would be an awesome booty call.
Maybe we can get her on the show.
Any other confessions you'd like to make?
We don't. We don't need. Okay. We don't need Matt drooling at another guest.
Oh, please. Okay.
You didn't drool that long, Nico.
All right. No. I think that was the other way around. But Nico, anyway, let's move you? On. Yeah, totally. He was totally. I was like, dude, whatever, man. This is just what I do as a hobby.
Mike, you said Tennessee, right?
Yep.
As much as I want to pick Tennessee, I will root for Tennessee, but I'm picking Oakland. Russell?
I'm taking the Paul Revere's.
Okay. Oakland?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, the Raiders. Got it. All right.
Yeah, there you go.
Next up.
I was waiting.
I was trying to figure it out. I go Tennessee. Next up is Michael Cleveland. With Clipboard Jesus and Jewel versus Miami.
And we have
They're a coming to your town.
A 10-point spread on a winless team, 0-2 Miami.
Oh, is this a spread game, huh?
Spread game.
All right.
Yes. So I take it that Cleveland's favored.
Cleveland's been in every game.
And they're starting a different quarterback for the fifth straight game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's working out for them. But I think Miami wins and they cover the 10 points.
All right. So you're taking Miami minus 10. All right. I'm taking Miami to win, but Cleveland covering the 10. Mm-hmm. Getting 10 points. Russell?
I'm taking Miami, and I say they cover.
So you're taking Miami with the points. Then.
Minus 10.
Yeah, okay. Minus 10. So they're starting out the game minus 10, right?
Yeah, which is usually how they start off every game.
Right. I'm actually with Jack on this. I think I'm taking Cleveland with the points.
So you're taking
Miami. Taking Cleveland with... I'm picking Miami, and I'm taking Cleveland the points.
Plus 10. Just like, okay.
Yeah. That's
all right. We're moving on. All right. Next game up, we have B-more versus Jacksonville. It is I who is picking. Wow. Baltimore struggled against Cleveland. Jags looked terrible against the Chargers. But a couple weeks ago, they looked good against Green Bay. So I'm going to see Blake Bortles throws to the right player, his own team this week. I'm taking the Jags. Mike's upset pick to win their division. Russell, you're going with?
I'm taking Baltimore.
B-more.
I'm taking Baltimore as well. There's just, I don't know, more trustworthy team.
I see me going 17-0 this week with the bonus. I think you guys are making the wrong picks. Michael, you're going
well. You know, Russ and I do side a lot on a lot of things. It seems like,
yeah,
that's all I was going to say.
We know,
we do.
We get it.
We're Michael? Two sides of a different.
Well, currently he's my only source though for Jack in the Box, so I kind of have to.
You want me to eat another one for you, buddy? I got another one here. All right,
we saved that for the second half, the halftime break.
Yeah, or the after show. All right. Mike, you can make your pick now.
thank you. I say Jacksonville finally gets on the board here with a win and starts their march to the AFC South championship.
Next up is the Detroit Lions versus the Green Bay Packers. You know, the Tigers might have a better chance of winning. Blew that game against Tennessee. They had it won. They had like four. They had two touchdowns in a row called back because of penalties. And then they had a penalty. then another penalty. He had four penalties four plays.
Weren't they in the same position in week one? They could have won that game too.
Yeah.
So,
but they're the line. I think didn't they win? I thought they won. No, they beat the Colts week one. Yeah, they won.
What? Yeah, they did. Detroit won't beat against the Colts. Yes.
Sorry, Matt's checked by a taco.
I got a taco. I can't pay attention.
Dan, hold on a second. I got a question. Dan says, isn't Jewel from Alaska? I think originally she's from Alaska, but she grew up in San Diego. She spent time in San Diego.
Her heart's in San Diego.
Yeah, you back up, Dan. I know she didn't say
was
Wisconsin.
Found living
in a van down
she was
by
found
the river.
Living like no, under a dumpster in Alaska.
She used to, I
just
think,
like Glenn style.
I think she used to be. I think she used to be homeless.
Yeah, she lived in her car. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I was referring to. Right, not a dumpster. Yeah. Okay.
Well, maybe her car was like a dumpster.
This podcast turned.
Yeah.
All right. So, D-Town versus Green Bay, Russ.
Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm taking Green Bay on this. I think they finally get it together. They seem really uneven.
Yeah,
Green Bay.
And Michael.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers looked pretty bad over the last like year or so, but hopefully they get a win here. I'm gonna go Green Bay.
Yeah, it's the Olivia curse. So I'm gonna go. We're gonna sweep it. It's in Green Bay, Detroit. They really should have beat Tennessee easily, and they kind of choked it away. So. I got to go with Green Bay. Next up is Matt, Denver versus Cincinnati, the undefeated Super Bowl champions, Denver Broncos. It doesn't matter who they put at quarterback because their defense, but Ware is out. Drawing a blank on his first name.
DeMarcus.
Huh. DeMarcus Ware. He broke something. Broke his forearm or something.
This is tough because I think Denver's going to stumble at some point. Is Cincinnati that team? I'm going to stick with Denver. I think they're the favorite. I didn't heavily look over the numbers, but I'm taking Denver.
All right, Michael.
I will go opposite. I will go Cincinnati at home.
Yeah, I'm also going to go Cincinnati at home. You don't beat Cincinnati at home unless it's the playoffs. So I'm going Cincy. Russell?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's not like you had time to decide.
You know, I'm... Boy, this is a tough one.
Yeah, it's the toughest game on the schedule.
You know what? I'll take...
There's even a tougher one.
I'll take Cincinnati.
Okay, Cincinnati. On to the next page. Mike, you're up first. Minnesota versus Carolina.
No AP for about 2, 3, 4 months.
Yeah, that's bad.
Torn meniscus and his LCL was injured too. So I'm going to go Carolina here.
I questioned, there's a lot of civil unrest going on down in Charlotte, so... I don't know if will delay the game or not. Could be, might be. Hmm. I don't know. But as of now, I'll take Carolina. They're the better team. If they had Adrian Peterson, I'd probably really think about it. But without Adrian Peterson, I just think it's too tough for them. Russell?
I'm going to take the Panthers.
And Matt?
Sweep it clean.
Jack in the Box Taco.
Picking the Panthers.
Next up is me, Washington versus the Giants. Wow. Giants didn't look that great against New Orleans. Washington looked terrible against Dallas. Oh, my God. I don't know. I'm going to go Washington. What the heck? I don't know. Russ?
What's the spread on this one?
Washington's favored by 40.
4.5. Giants are favored by 4.5.
Yeah, I'm going to take
Giants are giving 4.5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm going to take the Giants.
All right. Matt?
Yeah, I'm sticking with the Russ. The Russell.
So you're just going to sit on this lead all season, just keep taking the same picks as Russ?
They're in cahoots. They're teaming up this year.
They're clearly they're at home. It's Washington on the road. I watched the Washington game over the weekend. They didn't look good. Yeah, they didn't look good. I don't know why you're taking them, Jack.
Because I'm going 17-0 with the bonus this week. You guys are all making a mistake. You're gonna come back next week. And go,
hey, and when
I don't even want to do this anymore because Jack must have a crystal ball.
I give up the trophy.
Did you fly back into the future and get a almanac or something?
I did.
Awesome.
Yeah, the 3021 almanac. All right,
Michael.
Yeah. Well, real quick, Russ and Matt had the same exact picks last week, and they've only differed once this week. So
yeah, I think
good teamwork.
Yeah, it's are you guys communicating before?
They're communicating through Matt's not communicating with anybody right now with tacos in his mouth.
Those aren't really tacos. Those are Russ's picks.
one crunchy bite means that's who he's taking, and two crunchy bites means he's taking the underdog. That's our system.
But I will leave you alone here on an island, Jack. I'm gonna take Giants.
On Revis Island. Next up, we have the Rams versus Tampa Bay. And Russ, it is your pick.
What's the who's favorite?
Give me a second to look.
Tampa Bay by 4.5.
Tampa Bay by 4.5.
Oh, then I'm
same spread as last game.
I'm taking the tea bags,
Matt.
Nobody wants to be referred to that.
The teabaggies win.
I'm taking LA on the road. I don't know why. I guess because I want to distance myself from Russ a little bit with his.
We've guilted you.
We got in your head. Where's his head, man? Where's his head?
Oh, man. Oh. I'm going to. Yeah, this is how I lose the season. Week 3, right here.
Week 3. I should have stuck with Tampa Bay. Ah.
Where's my dignity?
Mike?
Yeah, I'm looking at the game right here, and LA's not playing Seattle, so I'm going to go Tampa Bay here.
Yeah, that was also my theory. I said they won their Super Bowl last week. It's Tampa Bay all the way. Next up is
Matt,
49ers versus Seattle. 49ers playing – well, there's grumblings that they want to go with Kaepernick.
That yeah, because he's so popular.
Well, the Blaine well, the Blaine Gabbert thing, they're saying that he's proven he's a good backup quarterback. That's what someone said. I go, well, that's probably true.
It looked like they were hanging close with Carolina most of the Sunday.
It was mostly Carolina making mistakes every time I saw them.
Yeah, and Seattle, I mean, I don't know. It's in Seattle, though, which I don't know. I don't see how they lose that.
That's a tough place to win. Loss.
But yeah. Russell Wilson 100%?
Are any of us 100% sure?
No. Well, I am.
Raise your hand.
I'm 17-0.
Okay.
I'm a 94%.
I'm 99% in on Seattle.
Okay.
Yeah, but the point he's not like Cobb. He breaks a nail. He's out. He'll still play.
You say Cutler?
Yeah.
Okay. Mike, because you cut off at the beginning of what you said, and it sounded like something else, but that's okay.
Russ is getting the bad audio this week. I'm going to go Seattle here.
And I will also take Seattle. And Russell.
Seattle.
Sweet. Mike, you're up next. It's the New York Jets, who are looking pretty good this season, versus the Kansas City Chiefs at home.
So, Russ, do you think
good.
We were both going to ask, is Jamal Charles coming back this week? Do you know?
I don't think so.
That's a pretty cool answer.
All right, I think I'm going to go Jets.
Well, you know, I'm not a team doctor or anything like that. So, can't really, you know, that's not my job. My job is just, you know, call plays.
Go ask the doctor. You want to go ask the doctor.
All right, so you're taking the Jets, Mike?
Yeah. Their offense looked pretty good so far this year.
Yeah, I'm going to also go with the Jets.
Huh. Well, I guess Russ is next.
I'm going with Kansas City.
Homer.
Yeah. I'm picking Kansas City as well.
What a shock. I think I'm stunned by that. Oh, I'm going with Kansas City. Next up is it.
Anytime I pick with Russ from now on, you're just like, it's a conspiracy.
No one's thinking that.
Hey, Pete, we're a four-party system. It just happens to be that Russ and I win all the time.
Okay, that's right.
It's we're going to change the name of the show to Sports Talk with Two Stupid Guys and Pete and Repeat.
Next up, it's a rivalry game, a Sports Talk rivalry game. San Diego versus the Colts. Now, I'd be really worried if the game was at 1 o'clock, but it's at 4:25. The Colts are banged up. Colts are just hurting. Chargers have lost some talent, but I think the Chargers are good enough that they beat the Colts at home. So I'm going San Diego.
You totally would. Homer.
So let me see. Russ is up next. He's going the Colts and Matt Colts. Mike, who are you picking?
Actually, you know what? I'm going with the Chargers.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I see how that works.
And Matt, you were surprised by that. I saw your face. Wait, that's not what we agreed on.
Come on, man. I sent you that text. Yeah, I'm picking the Colts. So they gotta win. They can't go 0-3. Ah, it's just a crushing season.
Do you have any offensive linemen left?
Well, they were doing okay until Luck had that interception, and there's this. I can't really say it on our show, but it's F plus the Luck, and it just flies out of your mouth when it happens. It's a flying interception of a.
Is Luck a perfect example of you have to have talent around a quarter? I don't care how good the quarterback is. If you don't have talent around him, you're not going to win.
I think they're training him like Manning. See, they did this to Manning like the first 5 years that Manning was there.
Yeah.
You know, just.
Or.
The problem is they won with Luck the first couple years.
Maybe. They should have not taken Luck, and they should have traded the pick and kept Peyton Manning since he just won a Super Bowl.
Oh my God! How long are we going to do this podcast? You're never going to let me live this beyond this moment, right? He's retired now.
He's mad because you didn't pick San Diego, and that's you.
Oh, this is a – yeah, okay. Mike, yeah, on
to you. If they would have kept Manning, they could have drafted Trent Richardson that year.
Right.
But he had a decent year, season his first year.
Oh.
Not great, but he was all right. He was decent.
Not as good as RG3.
Well, the problem is he went to Cleveland, and that's where players go to die, so.
All right.
And Michael, you're going with?
The Colts.
Really? Okay. All right.
Maybe Jack and I need to start ganging up on you guys here.
No, we don't need to do anything.
No, nobody's ganging anything.
Next up, it's Pittsburgh versus the Eagles. Carson Wentz looks like he should have been the number one overall pick. He's looking pretty good so far.
Yeah.
Eagles are 2-0, right?
Yeah,
on Chicago and Cleveland, two of the Super Bowl favorites.
Well, you only can play the players on your schedule, right? You only play the team on your schedule,
right?
So Pittsburgh versus Philly, Russ. Who are you going with?
I'm taking Pittsburgh. Instinct. Pittsburgh.
Wow. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm picking Pittsburgh with Russ.
Okay, Mike.
Yeah, Philly finally plays a real team. I think they lose here. I'm going to go Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Mike called it out as it is.
Yeah, I gotta call it. I mean, it's got to be Pittsburgh.
All the way.
Notice Jack and Mike give, like, good reasons, and Matt is like, well, I'm just picking what Russ picks.
I don't think so. There is a lot more like Mike picks
goes
than that.
Into detail that, you know, playing a real team, you know, Jack's like throwing out stats. Matt's like, oh, whatever Russ says.
Right. Look. For those listening, Mike has always been the smart one, you know.
Is there another Mike we have here?
Russ is the ugly dumb one, you know, and Jack's the leader. I mean, it all makes sense in an A-team sort of way, right?
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I bring the stats. Matt brings the tacos.
And I'm just teasing you, Russ.
I know.
You know, I love you, man.
And your picks.
Ed said, I thought Mike
I
was
still
the
don't
good...
recognize you as the champion.
Actually, Ed just said, I thought Mike was the good lucky one. Anyway, I forgot who's up.
Well, you skipped Russ, so I guess we go to Russ now.
Okay, Russ, it's Chicago versus Dallas. Dallas looked pretty good against Washington. Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm going to take Dallas.
Okay.
Oh, the upset there.
The Cutlerless Bears.
Well, they have like 14 injuries, don't they, the Bears?
But it doesn't matter. You got Bobby Hoyer coming in.
That's true.
When Bobby Hoyer comes to town, you never pick against him.
All right.
Unless you're picking right now.
So I picked Dallas.
Are you sure you want to stick with that?
Yep.
After hearing that? Matt, you're going with?
I'm going to defer to Mike and then come back so it doesn't look like I'm picking. You know, I always have to pick after Russ, so it's always going to look like I'm picking Russ's pick, but it's not.
Take Chicago. Man up.
I'm not taking Chicago.
I'm not taking Chicago. Russ picked Dallas.
It's Dallas is getting 7.5. It's like I'm not picking, or they're giving 7.5, so I'm not. No, I'm picking Dallas.
Okay.
I have no reason.
Okay.
Jerry Jones. That's my reason.
Jerry Jones. Okay.
Although that might backfire because, you know, they really do suck at home. Their record.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm picking Dallas. Sunday night game, too.
And Mike, you're going with?
There. I said some other stuff.
Yeah. Sabi Bobby Hoyer. I'm going against the Bobby Hoyer rule. I'm going to pick Dallas right here.
Yeah. Only because Matt and, Russ picked Dallas. I'm going with Dallas. I don't want to be left out anymore. So.
Didn't you have like a rule last year? You were picking Chicago every week.
Was it Chicago?
Or Chicago or Detroit? One of those.
It was Detroit.
I thought it was Detroit.
It was Detroit.
You felt bad for the city.
Yeah, it was Detroit.
Yeah, I felt bad for him. I said, I'm going to help. I'm going to be positive. And I think Detroit lost.
I thought you were going to pick Chicago because Brad from Chicago helps make this possible.
Brad from Chicago.
I'm coming to Patreon at janejack.com.
Yeah. Yeah, but I can't go crazy.
Oh, okay. All right.
How about if I root for the Cubs? Would that help? Last cup, we have, I think Mike is going. No, Matt's going first. So see here, Matt, you get to go. Mike's going first?
Yeah.
It's Atlanta versus New Orleans. New Orleans 0-2. Atlanta came cross country and beat the Raiders and scored 38 points on them.
Yeah, I've been surprised how well Matt Ryan's looked so far this year, considering how bad he looked in the preseason.
But
last
year. He does that. He'll look like the greatest quarterback in the world, and then the wheels all fall off.
But New Orleans, like a night game, is always like a pretty wild crowd. So I'm going to go with the home team here. Go to New Orleans.
Yeah, I really want to go with New Orleans, but I don't think they have anything. I mean, they couldn't score any points. They throw for a lot of yards, but they don't score points. I got to go ATL. I'm going to Atlanta.
And Russ, Atlanta.
Oh, wait, Matt. Hold on a second. Russ, who is Matt picking?
Me? Oh, I get to go?
Hold on. Let me stick my hand up his back here like a puppet. I'm picking Atlanta, and Matt's going to pick. I'm moving my hand.
New Orleans, of course. I'm picking the Saints.
All right. Got a different pick there, Matty. Way to go. All right, guys, that's it. That's all we got. Anything else you guys want to add before we leave?
I just want to thank Eckhart.
Go ahead.
Eckhart Gladfelter, Tech from Tokyo.
And?
Oh, we already thanked the guy in Chicago.
Brad from Chicago.
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 Thanks a lot. Maybe Jack will pick your team sometime.
Yeah, there you go, Brad. You know, I'll pick a team, Brad.
If Tack from Tokyo, you know, if you don't listen to the show because you're in Tokyo, you can still pick a team, you know, and we, you know, gladly not pick it.
I root for the Tokyo Giants. So that's what
Tokyo Giants.
Mm-hmm. That's their baseball team.
Oh.
The more you know.
Yeah. All right. if you like.
Go ahead.
No, I just was going to say if you like listening to this, but we also have a YouTube feed where you can see us live and where we do all of our crazy antics like eating tacos. And we also now have an Instagram account. Just type in 3, spell it out, stupid guys. And we also have Twitter. So you can follow us on any of those social media. Give us a rating or review on iTunes. Throw us a bone. Say something nice.
Yeah.
Tell me how you hate me or you think Russ is the cute one.
And tell your friends. We've been doing this show for a while now. And so we're trying to get up in the ratings here. We're trying to get over that hump.
Without bringing up the word hump again, I just would like to point out that we are about to hit our milestone of 10 years, right? Yeah. Like, this show's been on since, like, somewhere around 2006, 2007 season you guys started, because I remember calling in for the Donovan McNabb, which was right around that time period.
Oh, is that so, when he didn't know the overtime?
Right. Yeah, it was somewhere 2008 or whatever, but you guys had already started prior to that, so... So I think it was 2007, 2008.
I think what we should do with the patron thing is say, okay, if we get to a certain level, that we'll bring back the Matt sleeping pill.
Legendary episode.
Sleeping pill episode where it was just me and Matt. And it was me. It was a 27-minute podcast of me just talking with that.
Might be less than that. Might be 15. But if we hit a certain Patreon level, I think we – definitely could re-release that.
I could go on TalkShoe. If you could tell me the year, I could find it on TalkShoe.
All right.
I should release that podcast just on Facebook pages so people could go, that's Matt.
It's the one sports talk show that people could listen to for 15 minutes and not be completely bored if they hate sports.
That was the last podcast that Matt actually had his own opinion on picking teams.
Wow. I did see the face of God that night and you know, saw stars, but wow. Never been the same since.
Anyway, guys.
Well, real quick, Dan wants to ask Russ if he knows Jewel sings a song about pancakes or mentions pancakes in one of her songs. Is that why she would be your booty call?
Only if she's making them in the morning.
That's the only reason?
That's it, yeah. Okay. Hey, you know, I mean,
okay,
well, food, it's like we got to have it.
Got to have it. I guess you got to survive. You got to live with it, right?
You don't spend the night if you're not going to do any cooking in the
morning.
What's
the odds of us getting Jewel on the podcast? I mean, what do you think? We get Jewel on the podcast?
Hey, she was just at the slip.
It's like we're at 0.0001 right now.
What are you saying, Mike?
She was just on the celebrity roast of Rob Lowe, so she's working her way around.
There you go. You know what? We'll tell her Ann Coulter is going to be on the show. So anyway.
Oh yeah, that would be great. Yeah. I could actually put on a wig, guys, and just some lipstick, and we can.
You know, she likes to be called a chick.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, most women are called a chick, Russ. Marriage advice.
One last question, Russ, just to kind of clarify for our audience listeners. Is Canada like truly like back in time, like about 20, 30 years? Because then we can actually use that as a legitimate excuse. Is it another decade behind us?
No.
Or do you guys still go by horse and buggy? Is it the 50s?
They use snowmobile and bobsleds.
Bobsleds. Okay. I didn't know, you know, the chick term.
The chick term. That's like 70s, isn't it?
Yeah, okay.
I think so. I mean, maybe in the 80s. Hey, look at that chick. I'm trying to remember when the last time I used it. It had to be the 80s.
On the show.
be on the show.
Yeah. I think it was on the show. It was the last time I used.
No, all but right. Like a lot of those things come back now.
Yeah, but that one's not coming
back. Yeah, like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, that one's not coming back.
Sure.
Most women find it offensive. But I could be wrong, Russ.
They prefer "Hey, baby." That's what they prefer now, Russ. I'm giving you a heads up.
Hey, baby.
Just keeping you up to date. I
noticed Liz has never come back on the podcast, so I don't know.
She's not returned my multiple emails. Never emailed me again after the flowers that I sent her that one day, and I also sent her that Christmas card, the chocolates, and I just never heard back from her.
No love.
The one time you sent her a cold jacket, a box of tacos, she wasn't a fan. Like Dan,
especially.
Oh, there's CJ. CJ there's shows up at the end of the podcast. Way to go, CJ.
Welcome and goodbye. Aloha.
All right, guys. It's now 1 o'clock. It's time to go. And hey, remember.
Great show, kids. One in a million.
One in a million.
That's my saying. Yeah.
Mike.
Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Russ.
Oh, Canada.
Okay. And I just like to thank the chicks out there for listening to our podcast. All right, guys. Cool. And thanks for everyone in the chat. Thanks for CJ for showing up at the last. He just woke up. Now I'm going to bed. Way to go, CJ.
Our podcast has an effect on people.
It does. We're the NyQuil. Yeah, I was going to say we're the NyQuil of podcasting. All right, guys. Hasta luego. Oh, we already said goodbye. Bye.
Bye, guys.
See you next week.
All right. Bye, guys.